Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Another episode of Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the upcoming Gemini new moon and solar eclipse. Before we dive in, though, I'd be interested to hear how you've been feeling since the Sagittarius full moon and lunar eclipse that we experienced on May 26, and how Mercury in retrograde has affected you, if at all. But you know, this is a podcast, so I'd be waiting a very long time for your response. So instead, I want you to contemplate that for yourself. I know that I've definitely felt an intensity since May 26th that honestly has yet to subside. And this is because we are literally in the center of the eclipse portal. We're in between that which we let go of with the lunar eclipse, i.e. the old, and that which we're about to welcome in with the solar eclipse, i.e. the new. If you recall from last episode, I told you that the lunar eclipse would push us into experiences and circumstances that beckon us to step into our higher consciousness and our infinite potential. For many of you, this may have manifested as a very clear pivot point. For me, the pivot was more subtle. Drastic change didn't sweep in and no massive shifts occurred, but certain pressure points were illuminated for me, and I now have the choice with this solar eclipse of what the hell I'm going to do with what was revealed. Can you say something similar for your own circumstance? Or perhaps the pivot points were a lot more obvious. Either way, now is your time to head off in the right direction via the path that was illuminated for you. The Gemini new moon and solar eclipse will take place on June 10 at 8:52 p.m. in Sydney, 11:52 a.m. in London, and 6:52 a.m. in New York. Now, this isn't going to be a classic Gemini new moon, mostly because its ruler Mercury is still doing her backward spin, and because the energy of the eclipse will likely intensify her polarities. But there's still much wisdom to be drawn from the sign of the twins and how you can work with this moon. You may remember from the Gemini season episode of the podcast that the twins are a representation of the polarities that make up a whole. Under this new moon and lunar eclipse, you may feel yourself being pulled in different directions. You might feel intensely human and at the same time an observer from a spiritual plane. I often find myself participating in an experience, but also observing it in unison. There is no right or wrong, not separately anyway. The polarities together is what keeps the twins, the world, your life in balance. The polarity that's probably most relevant under an eclipse is the polarity of light and shade. One is not necessarily good or bad. If shadows were brought out into the light during the lunar eclipse, then it's now time to decide what the hell you're going to do with them. Not for you to judge what is right or wrong, but just to observe what they are. The mantra for Gemini is I think. But be easy on yourself if you find that you're unable to come to logical conclusions under this eclipse. One of the biggest effects I've noticed of this particular Mercury retrograde that we're experiencing, especially in the midst of an eclipse portal, is that my mental processing has come to an all-time slow pace. Notice your cerebral capabilities and processing of information during this eclipse. it'll likely be affected and maybe causing a little confusion. If this is the case, just slow down. Don't rush anything, especially your thoughts, and trust your intuition over anything else. Things are different than they were before the May 26 lunar eclipse. Whether you can see it or not, they are. You need to feel this new energy, this new iteration of you, and allow yourself to feel into it, to become it, to embody it. Eclipses fall on the lunar nodes, and this eclipse is a north node eclipse. The last one was a south node eclipse. The north node eclipse in Gemini signifies a new chapter and an unraveling, or revealing is probably a better word, of your destiny and life path. Pay attention, but also it's another surrender piece. You have to allow it to unfold. I have this visual when I talk about this of a red carpet being rolled out in front of you. Your only job is to walk along it. The rest is sorted. Your future is waiting for you on the other side of this eclipse. Okay, we're going to have a look at some ways to work with this new moon and solar eclipse. But before we do, I just want to let you know about my self-awareness course, Self-Actually, that works with the energy of the planets in your natal chart. Sign-ups close on Friday, June 11, so very, very soon. And this is your final chance to take part in this course. This course is seeped in the teachings of astrology, energy work, and personal analysis so that you're able to connect with yourself deeper on an emotional, energetic, mental, and spiritual level. If you love Lunar Lover episodes because they teach you more about yourself and the impact that the moon has on you, you are going to love Self-Actually. Unlike this podcast, it's unique to you and your natal chart. For more info, head to jordanalevine.com/self-actually, or just click the link in the show notes of this episode. Okay, let's look at some of the ways we can work with this Gemini new moon and solar eclipse. I spoke about the polarities of Gemini. It's really important to watch that the embracing of the polarities doesn't make you a walking contradiction. I say this as a Gemini. Mean what you say and say what you mean. Seeing all sides doesn't mean not standing firm on your opinion. It just means being open to the contrary. Feed your mind mindfully. The book Smart Bookworm of the Zodiac, Gemini, soaks up information in droves, but with Mercury retrograding through Gemini, know that you can't believe everything you read or hear. So you're going to have to use your intuition. Absorb all the information you want, but with an open mind. Nurture your social circles. It might take a little more effort to be social or to get everyone's plans to align during this eclipse and Mercury retrograde period. But socializing is a big part of Gemini energy, and it's really important that we do it even if things don't always fall into place. I've really noticed this in my social circles over the last few weeks. It's just been a little bit harder to get everybody in the same place, but make sure you stick with it. Here's a fun little thing you might like to do at this time when everything's feeling a little bit intense and a little bit heavy is watch some stand-up comedy. Do it. There's plenty of good specials on Netflix. Gemini loves wit and humor. So channel this energy by allowing yourself some lighthearted comic watching. Gemini rules the hands, shoulders, and lungs. So this could be a good time to practice some pranayama exercises or just some simple breathing exercises. A gentle yoga class that opens up the shoulders would also be advantageous. There are some wonderful yoga classes that you get access to as part of the Lunar Lover membership to help you tune in with the lunar cycle. If you'd like to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is head to jordanalevine.com/lunar lover, or you can click the links in the show notes of this episode. And then lastly, of course, it is a new moon, so it's time to set some intentions. I would suggest working with what has surfaced since the last eclipse. And like I said, things will have surfaced. You are changed. The energy has changed. So really think about the changes that have happened since May 26 and maybe think about incorporating them into your new moon intentions. If you need some help with this, I'm guiding Lunar Lover members through an online Gemini New Moon Circle where we'll do some deep pranayama exercises, journaling practices, and set some powerful intentions with the energy of this eclipse. If you want to become a Lunar Lover member, like I said before, just click the link in the show notes of this episode. As part of that membership, you'll also get some Gemini New Moon journal prompts. There's a beautiful library of guided meditations, those yoga classes I spoke about before, and of course, that awesome New Moon Circle. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to share it with your friends. You can take a screenshot on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories. I just want to let you know that if you have been feeling lots of things, if there's been a lot of intensity over the last couple of weeks, please know that it's happening on a macro level, even though it's happening in the micro of your life, but it is an intensity that everybody's feeling, and it is for the greater good. It really is. And hopefully with this solar eclipse, things will start to shift and move, and you'll start to see why everything worked out the way that it did over the last couple of weeks. The next moon that you can look forward to is a Capricorn full moon. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.